This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 50 major companies, including Amazon, Bank of America, and Pepsi, as well as such law firms as Hogan Lovells and Ropes and Gray, signed a statement issued against reported plans by President Donald Trump to roll back legal protections for transgender people. President Trump's closing argument before the midterm elections is clear. Build tent cities for migrants, end birthright citizenship, fear the caravan, send active duty troops to the border, refuse asylum. Cedric Richmond, Democratic congressman from Louisiana and chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, told his House Democratic colleagues that if Democrats shake up their leadership after the midterm elections, a black lawmaker should hold one of the top two positions. With thousands of Google employees in the streets and a walkout, it marked perhaps the largest display of employee activism concerning sexual harassment in a year in which the issue has come to the fore at companies worldwide. Employees demanded Google remove its mandatory arbitration clauses from employee contracts, a widespread but controversial practice that prevents using open court to challenge employers. On November 1st, every Finnish citizen's taxable income is made public at 8 a.m. sharp. A typical driver will spend nearly 38,000 hours behind the wheel in a lifetime, covering some 800,000 miles, according to a study by Harvard Health Watch. Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans released a list of 57 clergymen stripped of their ministry over past sexual abuse allegations, which included a former president of Loyola University, Jesuit High School, and Archbishop Shaw High School at different times. They've turned over the list to the local prosecuting attorney. Swiss Paraplegic Foundation counts 1.2 million Swiss households as annual donation-paying members out of the 3.6 total households in Switzerland. Average tuition fees, room and board at a private four-year college reached $49,000 for the 2018-2019 school year, according to the College Board, while the in-state average at four-year college is about $21,000. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.